Hi, thanks for listening to this Marlins Rewind. So we know two of the teams that the Marlins have been directly competing with for the second wildcard spot play in St. Louis and in Pittsburgh. The Marlins wrapped up the season win against the Cardinals at the end of last month, and then Friday night completed the season win against the Pirates. Then last night, they went for this weekend series win. And for the Rewind, we hand it off to Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins have beaten the Pittsburgh Pirates. You've got the Cardinals, the Dodgers both losing at the moment. It's got a chance to be a perfect night in the wild card race for Miami. But most importantly, the Marlins took care of business in their end. They beat Pittsburgh 3-1. They've won the first two games of this three-game series at PNC Park. Well, it was kind of a wild ball game here last night. The Marlins outlasted the Pirates 6-5. The teams combined for 27 hits in the ball game. Tonight, much tamer. The starting pitchers, David Phelps and Chad Kuhl, made sure of that. This game was scoreless into inning number three, where the Marlins caught a big break. Pirates made a mistake defensively. The inning began with Miguel Rojas singling. David Phelps then singled to right field. He was initially called out at first base when Gregory Polanco threw to first, and it looked as though, at least to Chris Conroy, the first base umpire, Polanco had gotten the Marlins pitcher, but the Marlins challenged the call. It was overturned. It was very clear on replay that Phelps had beaten the throw. So the Marlins, trying to break out on top, had two on with nobody out in the top of the third for D. Gordon. He bounced to first in his first AB. And here's a fly ball out to center field, sending McCutchen on a run into left center. And he reaches up, and he dropped it. It goes off his glove. It's going to roll to the wall. Rojas coming around third. He's going to score. And McCutchen should have caught that ball. He covered a lot of ground. He got leather on it, but he didn't make the play. It's 1-0 Marlins. It went as an E8. We have sung the praises of this Pirates outfield, especially defensively. But in that instance, McCutchen couldn't make a play he should have made. And the Marlins had a 1-0 lead. They'd extend that lead in the fourth inning. Two outs, nobody on. Ichiro ripped a double. Career hit number 3,008. That moves him alone into 28th place in baseball's all-time hits list. He passes the great Tiger, the Hall of Famer Al Kaline. So Ichiro was at second for the newcomer in his second game as a Marlin, Xavier Scruggs. He was third in the Pacific Coast League in on-base percentage, fourth in slugging, third in OPS, tied for sixth in home runs. There's a drive on 0-1, deep left field. Xavier Scruggs hits it out. And the Marlins take a 3-0 lead in the fourth. That's the big two-out hit we were looking for Scruggs, his first Major League home run. It came in a big spot tonight. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. And David Phelps was rolling on with a 3-0 lead. He allowed a leadoff hit to Josh Harrison in the first inning, but then Harrison was racing a double play ball. That began a stretch of 13 men in a row set down by Phelps until, with two outs in the fifth inning, he issued back-to-back walks. First John Jaso, then Francisco Cervelli, but Jordy Mercer flew out to right field, and Phelps was through five in this game with a 3-0 lead. He had not yet completed six innings in any of his first three starts for the Marlins this year. In the sixth tonight, he struck out pinch hitter Adam Frazier, his eighth strikeout of the night, leaving him one shy of a career high. That was the first out. But then Harrison, who had singled the first, doubled with one out in the sixth inning. Just the second hit against Phelps. Harrison went to third base when Starling Marte grounded to short for the second out, so leading 3-0. Phelps was looking to make it through the sixth inning with a man at third, two down. He went after Andrew McCutchen.
And the right-handed pitcher comes set. Here's the pitch to McCutchen. Over the inside corner, strike three called. He got him looking. And David Phelps has matched his career high with a ninth strikeout of a Pirate here tonight and strands Harrison at third.
That was the final pitch Phelps threw tonight. He worked six innings of two-hit shutout ball. He walked two, struck out nine, matching a personal best. Phelps, 96 pitches, a season high, 59 strikes, and he left with a 3-0 lead. Mike Dunn got the seventh inning. He struck out the first two men, Polanco and Freeze. And then pitch hitter Josh Bell came to the plate, and Bell hit a fly ball to center to end the seventh, as we have what I believe is the dramatic conclusion of the fireworks show here in Pittsburgh. Yes, indeed, what a show it was over the Allegheny River. So it was 3-0 Marlins into the eighth inning. Kyle Bearclaw looking to maintain the shutout. Got the first man, Cervelli, on a fly ball to right. But Jordy Mercer doubled. Pinch hitter Matt Joyce struck out, so there were two outs. with a man at second. Bearclaw went after Josh Harrison. Another pitch to Harrison is lined out toward left center. Racing over Yelich, can't get it. It's down for a base hit. The Pirates are on the scoreboard. Coming around third, Mercer on the third Harrison hit of the night. It's a 3-1 game here in the eighth. But Bearclaw came back to get Starling Marte to bounce into a fielder's choice, ending the inning and sending this one to the ninth. Marlins 3 and Pittsburgh 1. Last night, it was not easy for Fernando Rodney. He did lock down the save, but there was some excitement, certainly, as he walked a couple men, allowed a base hit. Pirates had loaded the bases down a run with one out. He got the game-ending double play from Andrew McCutchen. Tonight, Rodney was on his game. First man he faced, McCutchen, went down swinging for out number one. Then Gregory Polanco to fly ball left for the second out, so Rodney was one out away from slamming the door on the Pirates tonight when he went after David Freese.
Rodney in this outing, as I mentioned, looking for his 23rd save. And it would be his sixth as a Marlin. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. He got it done. And Rodney goes into the pose and fires that arrow into the air. The Marlins move ahead of the Pirates with a 3-1 win here at PNC Park tonight. And once again, in a big game, the Marlins head out onto the field for the high fives.
So the Marlins have won the first two games of this three-game series. They've got a shot at a sweep tomorrow. From Miami tonight, three runs, six hits, no errors, three men left on base. For the Pirates, one run, four hits, one error. They strand four in the ballgame. David Phelps, the winning pitcher, he's 7-6 on the season, improves a 2-1 as a starter. Chad Kuhl loses for the first time in the big leagues. He drops to 3-1. Pirates had been 6-0 in Kuhl's first six major league starts. For Fernando Rodney, save number 23 overall at 17 as a Padre, now has six as a Marlin. Time of the game was 2 hours 30 minutes tonight, and a sellout crowd, 37,820, goes home disappointed as the Marlins take this one 3-1. Miami is 64-59 with the victory. The Marlins now 33-31 on the road. For the Marlins, this is their first series win in Pittsburgh since 2011 when they swept a three-game series. They had clinched the season series with the victory last night, but now they have guaranteed themselves a win in this three-game set by winning the first two games. The Marlins had been 1-11 in their last 12 games here at PNC Park before the wins the last two nights, 6-5 last night and 3-1 tonight. Marlins now have homered in all six games on this road trip, with Xavier Scruggs hitting the big one in the fourth inning tonight. They've hit nine home runs in six games against the Reds and the Pirates.
As Geff said, the first career Major League home run for Xavier Scruggs. Go back to his minor league stats, look at the home runs that he hit there. In the last nine games in which Scruggs has played, he's now hit six home runs. Today's Fish Family bonus code for Scruggs, X-Man. Scruggs and the Marlins will finish off the Pirates this afternoon at 1:35, so right after the 1 p.m. hour, join Kyle Seeloff for Marlins on Deck. Dave Van Horn, the Hall of Fame radio broadcaster, and Glenn Geffner join you from PNC Park. The Marlins come home Tuesday night to start a series against the Kansas City Royals. As always, you can hear all games on 940 Wins in the Miami Marlins Radio Network.